Let's see what's up beyond the headlines now. Peter Dykstra of Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org, has been examining that world, and he joins us from Conyers, Georgia. Hey, it must be getting nice and toasty down there now, Peter, huh?
It's pretty warm here, Steve. But you know what? I had a little fun this week looking into the many, many twists and turns in the environmental portfolio of one Donald Trump. Perhaps you've heard of him?
I have. But, you know, hey, Peter, this is only an hour-long show. I don't know if we have enough time.
Gotcha. Well, let me just give you a few highlights then. You know how Mr. Trump has said that climate change is a hoax or pseudoscience or a scam?
Oh, yeah.
Well, reporters Ben Adler and Rebecca Lieber took a look at a 2009 full-page New York Times ad calling for strong action on climate change during the upcoming Copenhagen Climate Summit. And you'll never guess who's among the business leaders that signed it.
Not the Donald.
Well, yeah, not just the Donald, but pretty much the Donald's whole family. His daughter, Ivanka Trump, sons Eric, and of course, the Donald Jr.
And who are the other business leaders?
The business leaders are positively the most un-Trump-like collection of entrepreneurs and big thinkers you could ever imagine, like Ben and Jerry, philanthropist Jeffrey Skoll, Martha Stewart, Deepak Chopra, and the founders of Patagonia, Chipotle, Seventh Generation, Aveda, and the creators of Barney the Dinosaur and the Blue Man Group, all in there with Mr. Trump.
So I guess Mr. Trump was for climate action before he was against it.
Yeah, but only for a couple of months. 2 months later, during the Northeast's historically snowy winter of 2010, he called on the Nobel Prize Committee to strip Al Gore of his Nobel because it was snowing where Trump lived.
Okay. Hey, what else have you brought us?
I brought you super bacteria, Steve. The news agency Reuters says it's reviewed two unpublished studies that found bacterial enzymes that produce antibiotic resistance. Some have called them the nightmare bacteria in the waters where Rio de Janeiro plans to stage Olympic swimming, rowing, canoeing, and sailing events in August. Not exactly welcome news for a beleaguered nation dealing with the Zika virus, a failing economy, and a political scandal that has President Dilma Rousseff in a sort of a head of state timeout waiting her impeachment trial.
Bad times indeed for Brazil. But tell me more about the superbacteria.
Well, these studies were done in 2013 and 2014, but public health experts say there haven't been any significant improvements in Rio's water pollution problems since then, so conditions are probably about the same. Those enzymes help build resistance to standard antibiotics. Now, superbacteria are usually only found in hospital situations, not at places like the Copacabana and Ipanema and the Olympic sailing venue at Guanabara Bay. The range of risks from superbacteria include infections in the lungs, bloodstream, gastrointestinal tract, and urinary systems, as well as meningitis and possibly some illnesses that are fatal.
And some scientists have already recommended that the Olympics be moved or postponed due to the Zika threat alone.
Well, they have, but the World Health Organization says that would be overkill. But the WHO also doesn't require testing for superbacteria to make sure recreational waters like those that are going to be used in the Olympics are safe. So stay tuned.
Okay, Peter, hey, what do you have for us this week from the History Vault?
On June 20th, 1979, President Jimmy Carter had the only press conference ever held on the White House roof. He dedicated an array of 32 passive solar panels designed to help produce hot water for the White House.
A generation from now, this solar heater can either be a curiosity, a museum piece, an example of a road not taken, or it can be just a small part of one of the greatest and most exciting adventures ever undertaken by the American people.
But Peter, as I recall, those solar panels vanished from the White House shortly after Jimmy Carter himself left the White House.
That's absolutely right. They were taken down during the Reagan administration and promptly forgotten until a young sleuth using the Freedom of Information Act found them in 1991. They were tossed into a heap in a government warehouse, not unlike the last scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And what did this young sleuth do?
Oh, I'm not going to brag or anything, but the youthful sleuth was me. I was technically still young in 1991, and nobody's called me that for quite a while. And full disclosure, the solar panels were pretty primitive, basically little bathtubs to heat up hot water. They were eventually shipped to Unity College of Maine using a federal law that allows nonprofits to claim unused federal property.
Thanks, Peter. And Peter Dykstra is with Environmental Health News, EHN.org, and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Talk to you soon.
And you can find more on these stories at our website, loe.org.